Okay, it's 8:12. Guys, things to not buy your wife. Okay?
Great.
Gifts to not buy. Well, I mean,
appliances.
Yeah, well, I mean, we just,
well, it's if she wants an appliance,
no,
yes. But
matter.
Not
no,
if you're.
No,
doesn't
no,
matter.
No,
I mean, you have
no,
to buy her something
no,
else besides.
No.
It.
Number one, a Weight Watcher scale. Just don't. Don't. Number two, I'm sorry.
Really bad idea.
Yeah. Number two, lip wax kit. Just don't.
Oh.
Oh, look, what? I'm trying to help you out here. I mean, of course, this is Nagy 96. I mean, I figure our people are smarter. Anyway, a back.
Hey, I worked there for a while.
Okay, that's past tense. That's what you're doing. A vacuum cleaner. Don't. Just don't buy her a vacuum cleaner. And as much fun as you think it would be, don't get her a PlayStation 3.
Okay. Oh, my god!
Because we all know that's for you.
Well, my wife wants a Wii. I mean, she's mentioned that. So, if I can find one. Because they've got a new one out, these ought to be pretty cheap, shouldn't they? I would think. Okay.
You just push her down a slide and go, Wii!
No,
that's not how it works.
Okay. Y'all split the microphone here for a second, Priscilla. Because Priscilla's here this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
And you brought a guest.
I did. Okay. I brought Burl Hagwood. Mm-hmm. He is the new Director of Operations and Public Affairs for the Chamber of Commerce.
Wonderful. Burl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to initiate you in your new position. You get to play Jethro Trivia. Now, these ladies already know Jethro Trivia. Don't worry about it. It's good. Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz that asks you a simple question about pop culture, recent current events, fun to play, easy to win, there's no wagering. Today, what we'll do is, because you're the guest, we'll let you answer last, okay? So Kevin will answer first, and then Kat will answer, and then Leah from the Humane Society will answer, and then Priscilla. So you'll get to hear all these people's answers, and then you can answer. And what's fun is it's multiple choice, so you can answer any of the ones that they did. All right. The category today is trendy. Trendy. According to recent reports, an interesting trend is developing in the Middle East. Is it A, anti-American protests, B, antidepressant prescriptions, C, anti-Canadian protests, or D, mustache transplants? Again, anti-American protests, A, B, antidepressant prescriptions, C, anti-Canadian protests, or D, mustache transplants. Kevin.
I got to go with mustache transplants.
You like that idea, do you?
Got to go with that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nasty.
Kat.
I'll go with B, antidepressants.
Okay, very good. Leah?
I don't know. Yeah. Say them again.
Yeah, sure. Anti-American protests, antidepressant prescriptions, anti-Canadian protests, and mustache transplants.
I'm going to throw a wrench in there. Let's do anti-Canadian.
There you go. Sure, because whoever thinks about the Canadians. Okay, Priscilla, what's your answer?
I'm going to say antidepressants.
All right, and Burl, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with Priscilla, antidepressants. If you're going to be anti-American, you should take antidepressants.
Sure, I understand. The answer is mustache transplants. That's right.
Sick!
A Turkish plastic surgeon whose name I cannot pronounce told CNN last week, thanks to improving technology, he now performs some 60 mustache transplants each month.
That's so nasty.
Yeah, it is. The mustache has been a symbol of power and prestige in the Middle East, of course, dating back to the Ottoman Empire.
I'd be big in the Middle East.
My question is, I don't know where that
where's
mustache
that hair
has been.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Is it your own hair?
Yeah.
Get it from somewhere else?
Okay. All right, let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society.
This guy had chicken.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh. And Cheetos, too.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Oh, well, we walked in the parade. I hope you guys were out there.
We were there.
Thank you. We waved. We had a good time. Yeah. We appreciated everybody who came out. So we're on to Christmas now. This week on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be at PetSmart with Pictures with Santa. Now that's Bring Your Pet. And last year, we did actually have some children come out as well. I understand maybe sometimes the line isn't as long at PetSmart as it is at the mall.
Something to think about. Yeah.
And you can do, you know, your child and a pet and so forth as well. Now, a good portion of the, I think it's about $10, $9, something like that. And you get to go home with the photo in a great frame. The photo is developed right there. And most of that goes back to a donation to the shelter from PetSmart. It's actually a pretty good little fundraiser for us. So get your pets dressed up, or just bring them out and they can sit with your children as well and whatnot, and have some photos done. We have groups of people come out, you know, roommates bring all their pets out. It's fun time. And that's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Starting next Tuesday, so a week from today, we'll begin our 12 Strays of Christmas. Now, this year, we're doing something a little different with the 12 strays. Last year, we highlighted a single pet each day. This time, we're doing 12 cats and 12 dogs.
Oh, my. Okay.
Each day for $12.
Wow.
If one of them off the 12 strays gets adopted, we will add another one. So there will be 12 animals. Hopefully, our goal is we will run out.
It's like a clearance sale.
It kind of is. And there are so many fantastic animals. We had a dog named Welch, actually a shelter representative, walk in the Christmas parade. She did really well. She's also a dog if someone's interested in something that's fly ball or agility driven.
This is the one.
Yes. Okay. She has little springs in her butt.
Okay. There you are.
So great dog right there. Come by and visit us. We're at 5359. We thank everybody who came out for our ribbon.
5359.
Leonard Road. Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry.
5359 Leonard Road. And we thank everybody who came out for our ribbon cutting last week. It was a great turnout. And if you haven't been out there, right now is a great time to come out. Plenty of animals available for adoption. And if you will be home for the holidays, consider foster care. A lot of our fosters are students, and we lose a lot of our foster homes over the holidays, which enables us to, we have to take those animals back. We can't put as many animals in the program. And it's trying this time of year. So we definitely could use fosters. And again, if you're interested, find more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Okay, there you go. That's Leah from Aggieland Humane. Visit with them on Tuesdays. And Priscilla's here this morning from the Chamber, of course. How are you today?
I am doing well.
All right. What do you got your list of things, huh?
Yes. This Thursday, business after hours at Easterwood Airport, as always, from 5:30 to 7. This is a great one. Come out, bring your business cards, and network.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to January is our Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank. Wednesday, January 23rd, sorry about that, from 8 in the morning till 2:30 p.m. Ticket costs, if you get your tickets now and you are a member, you can get them until January 4th for $70.
Okay.
After that, it's $75. For non-members, $90, mm-hmm. and a table of eight is $650. And the theme this year is money and medicine because of the BioCorridor.
Sure.
Lots of exciting stuff happening here. Also, we have a ribbon cutting tomorrow for Petal Patch. They moved locations on South Texas Avenue, and that's at 11:30 a.m. And then another ribbon cutting on Friday for Ronin Cooking, and that's also at 11:30 a.m. And I want to shout out to St. Joseph Manor, our Platinum Member Spotlight. Thank you for your commitment to the Chamber and our community.
Absolutely. And so now the official introduction of Burl.
Burl Hagwood is our new Director of Operations and Public Affairs for the Chamber of Commerce, and we're so happy to have him.
Absolutely. So good morning again, and welcome. Now tell us about you a little bit.
I moved here about 2 years ago from the Washington, D.C. area.
The traffic's better here, isn't it?
I know where my car is. I know how long it's going to take. I know I won't get a ticket. I won't get a boot, and it'll be there when I get out of the store, and I know how long it'll take to get back.
This guy has a special knowledge, and I know because my wife was raised in Washington, D.C. Anybody who can actually drive the streets of Washington, D.C. is a rare individual. I mean, without a doubt. It's all very weird up there. So anyway, you're doing this now, and so basically your job is to keep everybody in line, make sure the day-to-day operations run as they should, huh?
I'm going to try. There's a great team, and they do a lot of work. So I've spent the first week just trying to figure out exactly what it is they do in order to try and keep track. But they're all motivated, energized. They love the Chamber and what they do. So I'm just going to try and keep up.
All right. Were you in the government, or what did you do in D.C.?
I was in government affairs. I worked with associations, consulting firms. You know, being from Washington, it was Washington.
That's the business. That's a company town, so to speak.
It was like being in Houston and dealing with oil.
Yeah,
so we dealt with the government.
I bet you've got a great Rolodex.
It's fun. look on LinkedIn. Part of it's there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bet you've got plenty of contacts.
Can
Sounds
we
good.
See it just for a minute?
Anyway, Burl, welcome to the job. Glad
Thank you,
you've
sir.
Been in the community. And, yeah, we kind of like it all here. So we'll look forward to talking to you from time to time. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Burl.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with these folks on Tuesday. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.